Here's Rita Smith with this week's Rediscovery.
In the early 1940s, Lois Lenski wrote Bayou Suzette, the first in a series of regional books for older children. These realistic novels explore American life in various parts of the country and are unusual, especially for the times they were written in, because they focus on the poorer levels of American society and present patterns of life often invisible in children's books of the 40s and 50s. Lenski won the Newbery Award in 1946 for the second book of this series, Strawberry Girl. This was a gutsy call for the award committee because the book had been censored and criticized for including topics which were considered inappropriate in children's literature at the time: drunkenness, fighting, gambling, laziness, revenge, hate, and poverty. Strawberry Girl is about two poor white Florida farm families known as Crackers, the Boyers and the Slaters. The Boyers are a hard-working, responsible, kind-hearted family, but Mr. Boyer is not above taking revenge or landing some punches when he feels it is necessary. Mr. Slater is a mean, irresponsible man who drinks and gambles away his meager financial resources, initiates barroom brawls, sets a fire in the direction of the Boyer house, and cuts the Boyer's fence, which allows him to drive his cattle across their strawberry fields to the creek for water. Mr. Boyer retaliates by cutting off the ears of the Slater hogs and by giving the youngest Slater boy a sound thrashing. In her acceptance speech for the Newbery Award, Lenski defends the realistic content in Strawberry Girl. "These incidents," she said, "are a direct outgrowth of the environment which I have described. They are true and authentic, and have happened not once but 100 times in this particular locality, and have been experienced by the children as well as the adults. To leave them out would be to present a false picture. There are, unfortunately, many drunken fathers and objectionable neighbors in the world, and there are many children who have to face these facts. And I believe that it will do more fortunate children who have never come in contact with such facts no harm to widen their horizons a bit and let them know that such conditions exist. Our present-day attitude toward children, that a child should live a completely sheltered life and have no knowledge of the existence of pain, sorrow, and trouble, may well be questioned." It must be said that although her books are quite realistic, they generally end in an upbeat way. Mr. Slater, for instance, is converted by a traveling revivalist and claims that from now on he's fixin' to lead the good life right on. Nonetheless, in the development of realism in children's literature, Lenski's work was unprecedented and an important point of departure on the way to the stark realism displayed in young adult fiction of the late 20th century.